A new company is bringing live opera to Wyoming. After studying and performing in Las Vegas and New York City, Daniel Quintana now lives in Casper. He and his wife, Emily Quintana, have created Opera Wyoming. Daniel Quintana spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones.
So can you kind of tell me the story of how it started?
My wife is originally from Rock Springs, Wyoming. I'm originally from Wilmington, Delaware, and we met in Las Vegas. We were gondoliers at the Venetian Hotel and Casino. After a while, we did some opera with Opera Las Vegas, and that was actually both of our first foray into opera. The director there was a voice teacher named Judith Fredericks, and she convinced us to move to New York, so we studied some opera out there and did some opera, and then we moved back to Rock Springs in 2011. While we were there, we were doing these concerts with some of our friends in Las Vegas and also from New York. And those were very successful concerts. And then in 2013, we went to the Wyoming Arts Council under the guise of Opera Wyoming. And we had some, you know, nibbles here and there, wondering who we were and where we could perform. And then there's a little bit of a five-year hiatus. We moved to Casper, Wyoming in 2014. And then just this year, early in February, we just kind of said with a friend of ours who we met here in Casper, Johanna Swisher, it's like, why don't we just, you know, try to do this, you know, try to do Opera Wyoming and not have it just in Casper, but we'll be based in Casper, but try to bring opera throughout the entire state because no other opera company had done so in Wyoming. And so with the fiscal sponsorship from the Nicolaysen Art Museum, we are doing our first season. We've had a lot of interest outside of Casper, and that was our initial intention anyway, is to bring a lot of opera cultural to the surrounding towns in Wyoming.
What is it like to bring something like opera, which, you know, is a centuries old art form and what we predominantly think of as a pretty European or Italian art form? What is it like to bring something like that to Wyoming?
It's absolutely fantastic because at first there's such a trepidation because you're just wondering. We honestly thought, I think we're just doing this for ourselves. And then the very first concert, we had so many people thanking us for bringing it there. So it's amazing how this, basically this 420-year-old art form is finding a new market in Wyoming. And the reception has just been absolutely amazing because you have people who are just finding opera, and then you have people who have moved to Wyoming from major cities that had opera companies and just aren't able to get out to the opera like they used to.
What made you turn to opera?
It's just something that just kind of called to me. It kind of just kind of entered my life. So I always knew it was there, but then when the opportunity came, I just said, sure. So I went in head first.
The opportunity.
Opportunity. There you
go.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
We use it too. It's okay.
So I think anybody doing opera, especially in New York, is probably a small fish in a big pond. And now you're probably a big fish in a small pond. Can you kind of talk a little bit about what that's like?
Here's the interesting thing that we're finding. Yeah, we can admit that we're kind of the big fish in the small pond, but there seems to be like all these other fishies in the pond that we don't know about and have a major hidden talent, whether they used to sing opera or musical theater. And the folks that we've been finding, it's amazing. Like, we had one gentleman who studied at Indiana in his 20s and then moved to the medical profession. And then he's like, I don't even know why I'm even contacting you guys, but I'd like to audition for you. And he's this amazing tenor who lives here in Casper, and he hasn't sung, and he sounds amazing. What the whole hope is that we'll be able to do collaborations within each town. So we'll have like a group, you know, a group of three or four people within Opera Wyoming. But as we travel throughout the towns, we'll hold like auditions prior to any performances and do collaborations with the people already living there. So that way we're really making sure it's still Wyoming accessible. And if the need comes that we need to bring somebody in from one of our friends from New York or Las Vegas, you know, then we'll do so. But we're really trying to keep it Wyoming.
Can you tell me about the next show that you have?
The next show is called Shakespeare Goes to the Opera, and it's based on a show that we did in New York in, I believe, 2009. We did it in collaboration with the Old Vic's New Voices program in New York. And so basically, we took scenes from Shakespeare, and then we also tried to find the correlations either in musical theater or opera, and told the basic Shakespeare story, interspersing the drama with the music. We had so much music and so many options to consider that we probably will be doing another Shakespeare Goes to the Opera next season, because there are just so many shows and so many choices. This particular show, we will have Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, and also Taming of the Shrew. That'll be interspersed with opera and musical theater.
So after this season, what are your plans? What are your hopes?
After this season, my wife and I actually right now are kind of planning 3 to 5 years out right now. Because we are based in Casper, we still like to do some things within the community. But we're supposed to be going to Rock Springs possibly in March or April to do a collaboration with them for an arts festival. And one of the big things we really would like to do is sort of a traveling fringe festival during the summer for Wyoming. So it'll be a little bit of opera, a little bit of musical theater and drama, whatever else we can attract, and just kind of do a traveling fringe here and there.
That's Opera Wyoming co-founder Daniel Quintana talking with Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones. Opera Wyoming continues their first season with Shakespeare Goes to the Opera on Friday at the Nicolaysen Art Museum in Casper.